Agatha Raisin and the Terrible Tourist by M.C. Beaton. Read by Penelope Keith. Agatha tightened her lips. Olivia was wearing a jade-green silk shift and a jade necklace. She kept bending forward every time she spoke to James, letting the cleavage of her dress droop. He must be able to see her navel, thought Agatha. Worse happened outside the hotel. James went off with Olivia, George and Harry in one car, leaving Agatha to follow with Rose, Trevor and Angus. They stopped at a disco attached to a hotel outside Karaolanolu, a place which looked like a frontier town, just along the coast from Kyrenia. More noise, more thudding music. Agatha's head ached. James took the floor with Olivia and started throwing himself energetically about in movements which seemed to have nothing to do with the beat of the music. Angus asked Agatha for a dance, put a beefy hand at her waist, and tried to propel her in a foxtrot to the disco beat. "I think we should sit down!" shouted Agatha in his ear, after he had trodden on her feet painfully for about the third time. "I am no very good at this," said Angus. "You should see me do an eightsome reel!" "Really?" said Agatha politely. They sat down at a table at the edge of the floor. Gradually the others joined them. Rose sat down, gave a hiccup and a giggle, and slipped slowly under the table, a suddenly puzzled look on her face. Laughing, the men all reached for her. "She's had too much," said Trevor. "I'd better take her back." "Which hotel are you in?" asked James. "The Celebrity, along at Lapta." Above their heads, a spinning ball of light put their table alternately in pitch-black darkness and then glaring light. Trevor got hold of Rose and slung her over his shoulder. "Better take baby home," he said with a grin. He turned to go, one large pink hand firmly on Rose's narrow bony back. And then he stopped. He slowly took his hand away and looked at it. Darkness. Then the ball swung again, and they all saw it in the glaring light. The red stain of blood on his hand, and the red stain of blood on Rose's back.